Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Ostermüller covering. Safe. Rosenthal moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to home to get McNair. Tresh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermueller covering, for the out. Tresh moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic strikes out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Tresh moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh scores. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Oster Mueller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to third. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Rosenthal. Walker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McNair reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Sales now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive towards third. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sales strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards third. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. McNair moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Rigney moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Vozmik moves to second. Lou Finney pinch hits for Bill Sales. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing center field. Woody Rich now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rich fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rich. Appling moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Appling moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. McNair steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Woody Rich. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.